April 20th marked the one-year anniversary of the blowout of British Petroleum's Macondo deepwater oil well in the Gulf of Mexico, which killed 11 oil rig workers and spilled 190 million gallons of crude oil into Gulf waters and the adjoining coastline before being capped 3 months later. Since then, estimates of damage have varied, with the Obama administration claiming that most of the oil has now disappeared through recovery, evaporation, or eaten by microbes. But others assert the damage is more pervasive and ongoing. Since the British Petroleum spill, there's been a serious debate about the use of millions of gallons of chemical dispersants deployed in the ocean to break up the oil before it reached the shoreline, and its impact on the Gulf ecosystem, as well as on those who worked on recovery vessels and residents who live in the region. Between the Lines, Melinda Tuhu spoke with Darrell Malik Wiley, the Sierra Club's environmental justice organizer based in Louisiana. He talks about how he spent the grim one-year anniversary of the BP oil spill, the continuing disruption to the lives of the area's residents, and the formation of a new grassroots organization, Go Fish, Gulf Organized Fisheries in Solidarity and Hope, fighting to receive fair compensation from British Petroleum.
The Sierra Club and other groups did a number of events. We did a sunrise service in New Orleans down near Jackson Square on the 20th. We had a number of religious leaders and environmental leaders talking about the loss of life of the 11 men. So, unfortunately, that part of the story sometimes gets left out. So we actually had a moment of silence and then the reading of the names of the 11 men who died when the BP Deepwater Horizon exploded. And so that was sunrise, and I went from there to a meeting down in Plaquemines Parish on the east side of the Mississippi River to Port Lahage, which is an area where it's a small African-American fisherman community, mainly oyster fishermen. So they had a press conference, an event, educational event, over 80 people of a number of different fisher folk communities, Vietnamese-American, Native Americans from different tribes were at the event, and set up a new organization called Go Fish, Gulf Organized Fisheries in Solidarity and Hope. And what they're trying to do is organize and work with fishermen and fisher families for all the way from Alabama to Texas and try and talk about, you know, the unique history, culture of the fishermen and how seriously impacted the community was by the BP explosion and how it's still being impacted, with some people not being back to work yet, or some of the fishermen who worked in the vessels of opportunity sick. So, and then ended the day with they called it a black carpet fundraising event to help set up some free health clinics across the Gulf Coast. So that was my day. It was sort of sun up to way past sunset.
And the vessels of opportunity, that was what BP set up to hire local fisher folks to clean up the spill, right?
Right. That was funded by BP to hire people to go out and do cleanup work, and number of problems with it. One, the Louisiana Environmental Action Network actually purchased safety gear and gave it to a number of fishermen to wear and respirators and things like that, because the environmental community knew about the dangers of the health impacts. And BP basically told fishermen and people who were working on vessels of opportunity, if they wore protective gear, they would no longer be working for BP.
Well, Darrell Malik Wiley, you know there's been a lot of different information coming out about the impact of the oil disaster. The federal government has said it's mostly disappeared, and I know they're doing a long-term study, but the people in Go Fish are on the front lines. What do they say about the impact?
Yeah, what they say is the oil's still here. You know, we see it daily. You know, tar boils are washing up all along the Gulf Coast. Just the way the winds blow in the wintertime, the wind blows offshore, so it's blowing, you know, out into the Gulf. Summertime, we start getting southern winds blowing stuff back onshore. So we're starting to see some tar boils come in, some of the oil come in, because all the dispersant did was just put it on the bottom of the Gulf. And so we're starting to see some of that oil and dispersant coming back up and impacting a number of different coastal areas.
And the dispersant, there's a huge controversy about that, and not just between the government and BP on one side, who supported it, But there are some respected experts who say it was good to use it because it kept a lot more oil from washing ashore into the sensitive wetlands. And then others are saying no one had any idea what the impact would be because it hadn't been done on such a scale before. What do folks there on the ground think?
There is still a wide range of opinion. You know, the environmental community and fishermen basically agree that the use of dispersants without the needed scientific data, you know, long-term impact of this stuff, was not a smart thing. 1.8 million gallons of dispersant into the Gulf of Mexico. Nobody's ever put that amount of dispersant any place in the world. And so we don't know what the impacts of that is going to be. Some of the people who are sick now, they've taken samples of their blood and they're finding the chemicals that make up the dispersant in their blood as well as Louisiana sweet crude. So, and having serious health impacts.
Like what?
Loss of memory, rashes, sinus. Some folks, you know, we've talked with, they forget where they're going. They forget who you are, you know, and these are men, all of them were fishermen, you know, so they were in relatively good physical shape. And we don't know about, you know, long-term health impact, but there's no immediate health care for folks who need it right now. And that's a big concern. People have been losing their, you know, health insurance because they're not able to work. So that means, you know, and they don't have money to pay for independent health care. So it's just, you know, a whole range of things are happening. A number of them have lost their homes because they weren't able to work and they didn't get paid by BP like they said they were going to be. And so just it's a whole serious impact on people's lives.
That was Daryl Malik Wiley of the Sierra Club in Louisiana. Learn more about the work of the Sierra Club in the Gulf of Mexico on our website at btlonline.org.